Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. It's been a long time since I've recorded a podcast. I hope this podcast encourages, inspires, uplifts, and yes, challenges you. It's been a long time because there's been a lot of things going on. I want to talk to you about faith over fear. I want to talk to you about having a faith factor, going to faith instead of fear. Relying on God's word, standing on God's word, regardless of what it looks like in the natural. You see, it doesn't matter what you see. It matters what God says. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters what God's word says. Recently, we found out my son is going to need Tommy John surgery. He was the first one to stand up and say, Dad, God's got this. God's got this. And I know he's dealing with some emotions. I know he's going through some stuff. We all are. When it first happened, my heart sank for him. And all I could think about is if my heart is sinking for my son because he's going through some stuff, don't you think our God, when we go through stuff, is way more caring than we could ever be to our own children, way more understanding, way more compassionate and empathizes with our pain and our struggle. But he wants us to stand on his word. He wants us to stand on the truth. Yes, my son has got a major surgery coming up, but I'm standing on the truth that by his stripes, he's going to be healed. I'm standing on the truth that he is going to be better than he was before. I'm standing on the truth that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, because that's what God's word says. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, if you don't have that word down in your soul, it's kind of hard to stand on anything. What are you going to stand on? We tend to stand on things that the world throws at us from gurus that have no business even speaking. I stand on the word of God. I stand on what the word says. The word says that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. There's so many things that we can stand on, but we choose to run to fear. We choose to run to what ifs. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We have to stand on what we know and believe today. We have to understand that we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So why are we worrying about it? Why are we stressing about it? Why are we staying awake at night worrying about someone who is sick, when the Bible already says, hey, by his stripes, you're healed. You were healed. It says you were healed, meaning it's already done. You've already got it. Yet we want to worry about it. We want to think that God has left us or abandoned us. But then we got to realize that the word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's not an easy thing to do when you see your child going through stuff. It's not an easy thing to do when your child is sick. It's not an easy thing to do when your child is injured. It's not an easy thing to do when you're sick or when you're injured or when you have things coming against you or when there's more month at the end of the money. But God's word says, I shall provide, I shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The thing is, we're looking for a feeling instead of realizing that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You have to see it in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm, before you can manifest it in the natural. I believe that 100%. That was revelation to me. God's word is truth no matter what we see. No matter what we see. Well, why haven't I been healed? You have. You have been healed because the Bible says by his stripes you were healed. Could that be in the spiritual realm? It is in the spiritual realm. You're healed in the spiritual realm. Receive that and bring it into the natural. I believe that with all my heart. People will say, well, what about all the people that don't get healed? Well, guess what? That doesn't change the fact that God is a healer. That's a fact. That's truth. You have to stand on that. You have to believe that. We have a choice to choose faith or fear. To choose what God's word says or what the world says, what our circumstances say, what our bank account says, what the doctor's report says. My friends, I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do. I'm saying that it's a process to get to that point. But are you going to start? And if you're getting to that point, are you going to allow the enemy to creep in and allow him to whisper things in your mind like, did God really say? Like he did with Adam and Eve. Or is God really going to be with me? I don't feel God. He must have abandoned me. No, God isn't gone. God hasn't gone anywhere. If anybody's gone anywhere, you have. You've drifted. You've started believing lies. You've started doubting. You've started to... Remember when Peter got out of the boat? He saw the storm and he started to sink. That's what happens to us when we take our eyes off of Jesus, when we take our eyes off of God's promises. We start to sink. The worries of this life, the desire for other things, and the love of money come in and choke the word that you know is the truth, and it makes it unfruitful in your life. That's what happens. We worry about what the doctor says. We worry about our finances. We worry about these other things. We worry about a major surgery. And what happens? The word becomes unfruitful because the Bible says that a double-minded man should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. So I have to ask myself all the time, am I being double-minded about this? I have to ask you as you listen to this, what are you being double-minded about? Are you believing the report of the doctor? Or are you believing the truth found in God's word that says, by his stripes you were healed? We have a choice. We really do. But I have to tell you, faith comes by hearing the word of God over and over again. By hearing the word of God and hearing from God in his word over and over and over again. We've got to hunger for that word like we hunger for food when we want to eat a meal. We've got to make Bible study as regular as taking a shower, meditating on the word, standing on the word, depending on the word. No matter what you see, are you going to still quote the Bible and rely on the Bible and trust the Bible when you're getting evicted from your house or when your health is starting to decline? Are you going to stand on the word still? Regardless of what you see, or are you going to cower to what the world says? Are you going to give over to fear? Are you going to let fear start speaking into your mind? Fear is the enemy, folks. Fear is the opposite of faith. We can't give fear a seat at our table. We cannot do it. Fear sidetracks us from the plan and purpose of God. God has us on a path. We're unsure of that path at times. And fear sets in and we deviate from that path and then we find ourselves off in a ditch somewhere. My friends, we have to stand on God's word. I firmly believe times are going to get tougher. What are you going to stand on in those times? You're going to stand on the world, the news, Dr. Fauci, the president, whatever, the government, or you're going to stand on the truth that's found in God's word. You see, God's word isn't old and outdated. God's word is a double-edged sword that is real and active, and it will speak to you. The same scripture will speak to you in different ways every time you read it. But you've got to make a decision that I'm going to feed on that word and build my faith. We have to change the way we think, folks. We have to change what's important to us. We have to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We have to, what does Psalm 91 say? It says, to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, to go to that secret place of God, of living in His presence. I want to encourage you today. Don't let the word of God go. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Don't give the enemy even a second thought. When those thoughts come, stand on the word. Stand on God. Stand in His truthfulness. Stand on His faithfulness and His truth. He will never, ever let you down. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.